Can I speak with my dad?
Yes, ma'am. Hang on.
Hey.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, it's me.
How are you?
Okay, and we don't have much time. The highway patrol just stopped the other side of 95, telling us to pack up, and we're going to have to leave earlier another day.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I'm set the right slam across from me and Jeff up.
Well, who was that?
Come on. Some people take this different attitude.
Oh.
You know, we got to start packing up. And so it'll take longer than you think for us to get the other side of that high 95.
Oh. Gotcha. Well, can you put a retread on the front of a cab on a transfer truck?
Yeah, I'll get you a dozen. Yeah, they're more discount.
But can you put a retread tire on the front of a transfer truck? On the cab?
I wouldn't recommend it. Too far ahead.
Too far ahead?
No, and there are other places. Last time you got upset and you hung up the phone on me, I was going to rest there. Tommy down there on Pool Road, I was going to rest for three or more people. They're wholesalers. But then, you know, you just flip out.
Hmm.
God gives you two reasons. One reason, listen. Two reasons, a mouth, and you only hear half of them. I got to go, man. I got shit to do.
This isn't Ann, this is Amy.
Amy.
Yeah, this is Amy. You know who I am, right? You know who Amy is, right? Do you know who Amy is?
She's right beside us.
No, do you know who Amy is?
Her mother?
No. Your daughter.
Listen to me. Right now is not the time for me to talk to you. I got to get this shit across the road on the other side of I 95. Now you got to be quiet to leave me alone. Do you understand?
I'm not understanding. Do you know who Amy is?
Call my daughter and tell her what's going on. I gotta get my shoes on.